as you lift a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
It's a beautiful month, amen. I said it's a beautiful month, amen. And it's a month of the word. And this morning, I want to trust God. You say the coming week is an Easter week, so I will go a bit deeper and a bit theological. But today, I want to share something that will bless your day-to-day lives, amen. This church, every month when you come here, there is a focus for our month. Because the Bible says that in the Garden of Eden, there was a particular tree that bore sweet fruit. Each month it bears one fruit, one type of fruit. So the 12 fruits stands for the 12 months of the year. So for every living church, for every year, there should be at least 12 areas you have blessed the church. And so every month when you come and meet us dealing with a certain fruit. A certain topic or subject. That's not the only thing we talk about. We talk about other things too. But every month has its focus. And in this month, our focus is the word. So I want to speak to you shortly about profiting from the word of God. Profiting from the word. Oh, you are not clapping. In this church, we receive the topic with a clap. So clap your two hands. Anytime I declare the subject, you receive it with a clap. Proverbs 14, verse 23. In all labor, there is profit. In all labor, there is profit. That means there is profit for everyone who labors in the word of God. There is profit for those who labor in prayer. There is profit for those who labor in business. There is profit for people who labor in academia. You'll see them carrying certain laurels and certain, you know, degrees because they labored in it. Also, there is profit for those who labor in the word of God. And the labor in the Bible, the labor in the word, profits the believer. I pray for 100 people here that may you never miss the profit of your labor.
Amen.
If your mouth is shut, you have also shut your own destiny. So make sure your mouth always open. Because when the word of God is prophesied, you must grab it with your mouth. Don't keep quiet on your own destiny. The blind Bartimaeus, he was blind, but he was not dumb. And by calling upon the word of God that was passing called Jesus, he had his sight received. And so if you will not be quiet in any service, you will be a partaker of the blessings passing people just like that. The blessings can be released from the altar and it will pass and go away. But if you are a loud Christian, you can receive something. If you are a soundless Christian, you will be a signless Christian. Even the Bible said, and all the people shall say amen. All the people should say amen. Amen means let it be so. Let it happen. I receive it.
Amen.
Let me prophesy again. I said, may your labor in the gospel never ever be empty.
Amen.
Whatever you are laboring in, whether business, academia, commerce, construction, whatever it is that you are laboring in, spiritual matters, may you never ever lose the reward thereof.
Amen.
Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
So there is profit for everyone who labors in the word of God. In Psalm 119 verse 18, the Bible says that, open thou my eyes, that I may behold the wondrous things in your
way.
Open thou my eyes, that I may see the wonderful things in your word. Tell somebody by you, there are wonderful things in the word. Tell another person, you don't know what you are missing if you don't read the word. Because there are wonderful things in the word of God. I pray that may you take a delivery of the wonderful things in the word. May you take a delivery of your portion of those wonderful.
Open down
my eyes that means until your eyes are open, you will not see the wonderful things in the word of God. You will fail to see the wondrous things contained in the word. You will be blind to the prophets that are loaded in the word of God. So I pray this morning that your eyes will be opened into the word of God. That your eyes will be enlightened into the word of God. Clap your two hands together. Great man of God by name Bishop David Oyedepo, he says something, and I quote, is that many people carry the Bible, but not many people know what the Bible carries. That's what Bishop Oyedepo says. Many people carry the Bible, but not many people know what the Bible carries.
Ask
the one by, do you know what the Bible carries? I know you are carrying the Bible, but do you know what it also carries? Because what you are carrying carries something. It's like you are carrying a woman who is carrying a baby. It's double carrying.
It's
a double carrying. The weight will never be the same. The weight is times two. You are carrying a woman carrying a baby. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is why they eat 2-2. They drink 3-3. I understand some of them are already food beings. That's understandable. But they hide behind the child. But the truth of the matter is that the child also eats something. And ladies, I've said some for you. But we know you already like food. There are things my wife requests. I say, as for this one, you are asking for it, not the baby. As for this one, it's not the baby.
Wait,
it's you.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for Jesus.
So
the Bible I carry carries something. Say it with me, the Bible I carry carries something.
Trust them.
Three things to note quickly, write down. It is one thing to read the word, it's another thing to see beyond the letter of the word.
Oh, yeah.
You can be reading the word and not see anything behind the letters you are reading. Number two, reading the word may give you scriptural information, but seeing beyond the letter will give you spiritual revelation. You remember that man who was riding that eunuch riding on the chariot in the days of Philip? In Acts chapter
8.
Bible says that, and when Philip was raptured or was transpirated by God and joined the chariot, he asked the man, do you understand what you are reading? Some of you, that has been your problem. That's why you are not fond of the Bible. Because you claim you don't understand what you are reading.
As I will say one thing here, what kind of I say?
Whereas Somebody will read and be excited. You are reading and it's like you don't see anything. And so it becomes boring for you. But I pray that may your eyes be open. Oh, I said may your eyes be open deeper. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? And so you can be reading, does not mean you understand. And reading the word only exposes you to knowledge, information. But seeing beyond what you are reading is what gives you access to spiritual revelation. You can read the thing, but it's just knowledge. You can just quote John 3:16, done this, done that, and just quote. But you don't have the revelation. What does it mean? How is it applicable to my life? You'll be reading it like graphic. Number three, information may enhance your mind, but revelation will transform your life. All you will get from reading the Bible is to enhance your mind, its knowledge. You know that Jonah was swallowed by a whale. But you will never know that it was talking about how Jesus will be swallowed up in the belly of the earth for 3 days and will come out of the belly. You will never know until you have revelation. You only read out, and Noah built an ark, and then people went to hide in the ark when it was raining. Oh, whenever it rains, there's trouble. Even Noah had to save people through the rain. But you will never ever know that the ark that was built is called the church. It's called the church. That those that come into the church, they are the people who are going to be saved. You never understand that one. You are only seeing ark, but you are not seeing Christ. You are not seeing the body of Christ. So it is not about enhancing your mind, acquiring information. It is about seeing beyond what you are reading to understand the spiritual things that will change your life and transform your life. Lift up your brother and say, I can never fail. Why will you never fail? Because he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Anything in the world is lesser than what you carry. Are you getting what I'm saying? Say anything in this world is lesser than what I carry. You carry the highest. You carry the highest power, the highest authority. So anything on earth here is lesser than what you carry. Witches are lesser than what you carry. Jobs, customers, business, sickness, they are lesser than what you carry. So why should you carry and fail? Wave your hands, I can never fail. That is what revelation. That's what we call light. Understanding. Otherwise, you just read the Bible and then, okay, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world, and we're reciting it again. He that is in you is greater than you could, then we'll clap for you, oh, you know scriptures. But you can never ever make bold statements like, I can never fail. Recently, the devil revealed an attack against himself in my dream. Not against me, against himself. Because it cannot be me. Hello, Nushishi.
And I want to ask
it. I said, it cannot be me. It can be only the devil. The devil revealed an attack on himself in my dream. And when I came out of the dream, I quoted the scripture. I said, my life is hid in Christ in God. My life is like this. Have you ever gone to engagement before? The engagement bag. Do you see that there are about three different levels?
bag.
Yes, the smaller bag, the medium, and the big. Even some have like 4 bags. How many of you have been to engagement before? So 4 bags can be kept in one, isn't it? You are the smallest bag. You have been kept in the inner. For somebody to be able to pick you the smaller bag, the person must first touch the bigger bag. After dealing with the bigger bag, you have to now go and deal with the medium. After dealing with that one, you will now go to the third. After finishing with the third, before he can have access to you sitting on the inside, that means that for the devil to touch me, you can first go through God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Spirit, all through the angels, before he can reach me. So when I woke up from that dream, I said, devil, you're a liar. My life is hid in Christ, in God. So for you to touch me, you must go through God and go through Christ before you can have access to me. So the one I saw is not me. The one I saw is you. You are the one to suffer that thing. I can never pay.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
What did the American say?
Are you wake up from a bad dream like that?
If you die, you're born in Washa.
Hey, because you don't know what you carry. You don't even know who you are. You don't know the word. You only read the word, but you don't. May God give you revelation. That's why Pastor Jonathan led you to pray, Ephesians 1:18, that your eyes will be opened into the glory of the Lord, the word of the Lord. It will be enlightened. Otherwise, you'll be a blind person in church. And the devil will show you a dream that you are dead. You are watching yourself dead. Say, it cannot be me. The devil will show you, and then one snake has beaten you. You are watching yourself beaten by a snake. Say, it can never be me. The devil will show you, then you have an accident. Bye. Say, you miss that. Not me, accident. Now, who win your accident? Say, Tofia. Upon some, no accident. Because me, accident. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
But if you don't understand that, it will happen.
So, when you say, when you want to me,
God, what you allow will be allowed in heaven. Said, and whatever you say no will be said no. When your accident, it is only accident. Because you accepted it. But once you have a bad dream, you said, "This is not the plan of God for me." So it can never be my portion. Devil, I prevail over you. I cancel this dream. It will never stand. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Clap your two hands for Jesus. Barakata bahash. And so it is information that only gives you education, but revelation, it is what brings transformation of your life. That is why two Christians will have two different results. It is not by the Bible they read, it's by the Bible they understood. It's by the revelation they have access to. Say, Jesus died my death.
I say, yes,
you see, you couldn't even say. Lift up your eyes. Say, Jesus died my death.
I say, yes,
so that I will live his life. Say, Jesus died young.
I say, yes,
do you remember that Jesus died young?
Amen.
Jesus died at 33. Jesus died young. Yes. That means that I've even lived more than Jesus. By this time, Jesus was already dead. So Jesus died young. Lift up and say, Jesus died young.
I say, yes, we know, sir.
so that I will live long.
Say,
Jesus died young.
Yes, we
know that so. I may live long. So I cannot die prematurely. Can you keep this one in your spirit for me? Can you keep it? Can you keep it in your spirit for me? It is a bullet I've given you. It's a bullet. It's a bullet I've given you. You must attack that devil that reveals himself to you tomorrow that you are dead. But I cannot be in that coffin. I cannot be the poster there. It is not me. It's what Jesus died. My life, 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 my life. That's what I'm saying. That it doesn't come by just reading the Bible. It comes by having revelation of the Bible. It becomes real to you. Because every one of you read that Jesus died. But you never caught the revelation that because he died in your place, you must live in his place. You didn't get that one. And that's the difference between you and I. Come today. I'm free from harassment. I'm free from harassment. No wonder my senior sister said when I was in JHS 1.
So
she saw me studying one day. I don't remember. Because I was she saw me studying one day and she told me that you see, all of us, we dropped out of school. You are worrying yourself. Who will pay your school fees? Nobody will pay your school fees.
JHS 1.
And she said, she came to stand here. She said it. She said, and your pastor, was my brother, he told me that my case would be different. She came to remind me many years after. And truly, too, I'm the only person that went to the tertiary because I told them that my case would be different. So you can say that as for this, our family, we don't marry you. You have accepted, you have joined.
When I was
it's an association and you accepted to join.
Association, I don't want
to call. You have joined. But your case could have been different. Why? Because Bible says that for when you come into Christ, you become a new creation. New creation. You used to be Mr. Lai's son. But when you become born again, you are no longer Mr. Lai's son. You are now a son of God. So whatever happens to the lies must not happen to you. It's a revelation. You can decide to accept the predicament of the Sakis. That's your own cup of tea. You can decide to accept the predicament of your family member. You have accepted it. Because now you are in Christ Jesus. And so you must stand on that revelation and say, no. And the devil will flee from you. Clap your two hands for Jesus. Am I helping someone? How to profit from the word? How do you profit from the way, like the way I'm confidently saying this thing? And it's not today I started saying them for many years. I preached the gospel for over 26 years. And I'm still saying the same thing I'm saying. Are you getting what I'm saying?
What's the American?
How do you profit from the word? Are you going to write? Everybody write. Number one. Genuine desire and value for the Lord. The word. Desire and value the word is number one. Have a desire for the word. Have value. Place a value on the word you are holding. A lot of you don't respect the Bible you are even holding. A lot of you don't feel like coming to church on Sunday because you don't value the word of God you hear. When you hear there is a prophet coming, that one you will come because you value. I see you standing here. I see you wearing red, gold, green. I see your mother. Your mother is called whatever. Ajia Memunatu. That's what you value. But you don't value the word of God. So when you come for Sundays, it's not your interest. You don't like it.
Because
you don't You don't like the word of God. You have no desire in the Bible. That's why you're not reading. It's on your phone, but you've never read it before. It's in your car, but you have never opened it before. It's in your room, but you have never touched it before. The only time you remember is Sunday morning. And you have to look for it for 30 minutes before you find it. Then you dust it. Then you polish it. Then you walk here with it.
Sorry.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell the one by you have respect for the word of God. Have respect for the word of God. Understand that without desperation, there can be no revelation. And without having an interest, there can never be an insight into the word of God.
Oh, I'm telling
you. You are not desperate. You are not hungry. You are not longing. You have no desire. From the word, you never have light from the word. That's why some of you don't understand the Bible when you read, because you even read it out of, like, it's like you are being read.
Like,
your shepherd will come and ask you that, have you done your quiet time? So you just read it reluctantly. Desperation is what unlocks revelation. And interest is what generates insight. Are you getting what I'm saying at all? That's why if you don't like science, when you read your science textbook, you never understand. Me, I don't like math.
So
when we even teach you Venn diagram, you never understand. When we teach you sets, that's the first topic in mathematics.
Topic a decline.
Right there, you are discouraged.
And what now?
We have not gotten to algorithm. We have not gotten to Pythagoras theorem. We have not gotten to indices. The moment we started set, indices. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, that same attitude of uninterestedness, when you approach the Bible with it, you will get nothing in it. Am I preaching to some people?
Yeah.
Oh, I am in the wrong church.
And I'm one of
the... I see a signboard of another church. Should I try that place? Oh. That's why it's difficult for you to read it, because you don't understand. You don't understand God. You don't even like it. And Abraham begot Isaac. And Isaac begot this. Now begot. How many of you have read that chapter before? When you get to that chapter, it will help you as a baby Christian. Jump. I will spare you that one. Just jump. And start with the book of John. Don't worry yourself with Genesis. If you see Leviticus, I beg you, jump. Later, when you are growing up, then you go and try it. Because if you read Leviticus, you will find it difficult to distinguish between your shrine in your house and whether Christianity itself is a shrine or not. You will be confused because you will see blood sacrifice, animal sacrifice. You say the same thing. And you will be confused. Am I communicating?
Yes, Bishop.
So there are certain books of the Bible. I recommend it to people who are certain number of years in the Lord. But I always give the book of John. John, Matthew, Mark, Luke. Then as you are maturing, then I expose you to the other things. Clap your two hands together. So tell somebody about you. You need a desire. For the word of God, so that you can benefit from it. If you want to benefit from it, then you must have a longing. You must express and exercise a genuine longing for God and His word. Psalm 1:2. He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. I love it. His delight is in the law of the Lord. Wow! He started by arguing that blessed is the man who doesn't mingle with unbelievers, bad friends, who doesn't stand with them, sit with them, chat with bad people, friends. Then he just opposed it to the believer. That the believer is the one who is happily enjoying the word of God. May God give you a genuine desire for the Bible.
Amen.
May God give you a genuine desire for his word.
Amen.
Charlie, may you not struggle with the Bible, okay? Okay? Please, tell the one by you, don't struggle with the Bible. Don't struggle with the word of God. See, there are people, when I'm preaching, they are hungry. They want me to preach. They want to sit under me because anytime I speak, they hear wisdom. They're like, oh, ask for this pastor. I love to hear his message. When I'm even closing, then they are very, very sad.
Oh,
there's another group.
Ah.
There's another group.
Praises
and worship. Acting, they will act. Rapping. Everything. The moment they hear, shall we pray? The most boring session has begun. In 2 minutes, they start sleeping.
No, I shall see that.
All kinds of things. In 2 minutes.
Oh, it's mommy
and Upe. You don't know whether it was they were programmed or set like that. Because it's too fast.
And tell me to
say, I need to be in 1 minute. Say, see, I shall see, please, you shall see that. What was happening in the body? It's like a sharp shift. We call it serendipity. Like you landed into it too quickly, unaware. Hey. Can you locate someone like that? Locate someone. Charlie, today your name has been mentioned. Today, you didn't escape the message. Every day you were not the one pastor was preaching, but today you are the one pastor. Because you see, they don't have any interest in the word of God. They like music. They like everything. But the word of God is too boring. Even if they meet a very energetic pastor like I am, a pastor that teaches the truth mixed with humor, so that even though I'm teaching you hard things, I make you laugh alongside. It's a skill that can make you do that. It's a skill. So what about if you go to the Yanom church, where the pastor is holding the thing in a book or a paper? Dearly beloved, Jesus died for you and saved you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Oh, you will sleep. Now, me die impo, me die agro account, me die tietie mo account, and I will me die. Hey, who am I? Clap your 2 hands. Even they found a order, and they all come sorry with me. Boom, we did ya. Sounds sorry, Omo pastors, Omo tashes wrong. Say, Omo fruit steps, you know how to share. Talk to him. No more ready preaching, Ama. Now, Obe, two when you not just say, yeah, ready last him. Amen. I went to a school like that, belonging to those powerful people. You know, so I know what I'm saying.
They make up.
From today, may you have interest in the word of God. May you have appetite for the word of God. So that it will draw you, you have a positive attitude towards the word. Because that is an ignition point for the flow of revelation. That's an ignition point. It's a starting point. Am I communicating to some people here? Or only the shepherds are enjoying what I'm saying? Only the leaders are enjoying. May normal people be interested in what I'm saying.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 1 verse 2 says his delight, his joy, his excitement, his desire is in the law of the Lord. The law of the Lord, he meditates day and night. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To give the word of God the first place in your life, that means to value the word.
Now,
when we're growing up with the SU babies, when we're growing up, they taught us that no Bible, no breakfast.
Yeah.
How many of you have been to SU before? And then we call from one Munya boy from Mujahe in America. Make real SU people. If you were a serious SU member, lift up your hand. Let me see.
No wonder. That's
why I'm suffering here. That's why I'm suffering, because I'm dealing with people that, Charlie, I have to help them. Where they are coming from is far.
Who could
SU are in Kenya's Emibre? Kenya's Emibre. SU. Those of you here, make sure you join SU. It's compulsory. Ensure you monitor that. All the students, compulsory, join SU. Monitor it for me. Very important. Because it helps the churches. By the time they come back from school, they're already on fire. Saves them from all the bad things in the school. In SU, there was a law for us. We call it NBNB. Ever say NBNB.
NBNB.
Just say no Bible, no breakfast. Say no Bible.
No Bible.
No breakfast.
No breakfast.
Yes. Now that thing helps some of us. We are all like you.
Why am I?
To read the Bible, because by the time you start eating, you do other activities, you forget to read your Bible. But if you make it a rule for yourself, that no Bible, no breakfast, even as we have grown up, it will guide us. Clap your two hands for them.
Amen.
That is what valuing the word of God in your life. Placing the word of God on a pedestal. Putting the word of God up there. High. Amen.
Amen.
So that you can have revelation. Without that, you will not get revelation. You must value the word of God. I said you must what? Value the word of God. And tell yourself that without the word of God, I will not do anything. I must read the Bible every day. I must be in church every Sunday to hear the word. Put the word of God in a special position in your life. Wave your hands if you understood what I just said. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God. So seek first the word of God. All other things will follow after the Bible. Read the word first. Read it before you leave your house. Because when you get out, you know you will never read. You are very busy on the streets. Very busy in your office. So NBNB will help you. Early in the morning, you can read. First thing before you leave your home. And it will be a blessing for your life. If you are going to do that, clap your two hands. Number two. Praying and asking for light out of the word. How do you get prophets that are in the Bible? By praying and asking God to give you understanding, light, and insight. Matthew 7:7 say, ask and you shall receive. So if you ask also for understanding, God will give you. If you ask for insight, Lord, as I'm about to read your word, help me to understand. Thank you. That's why we pray this morning for all church members to have insight and revelation. I pray for everyone here. May God grant you insight and revelation into the word.
Amen.
You see, did he say amen?
Amen.
May God give you insight and revelation into the word. From today, when you open the Bible, may the mouth of God be open into your life.
Amen.
And may your eyes open unto spiritual things.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together for them. Are you following me? Many people pray for food. Many people pray for car. Many people pray for houses, husbands, children. But only few people pray for
revelation.
Ephesians 1, 16 to 18. Where Pastor Jonah led us to pray for. Everybody read with me, one go. Oh, those at the back, your mouths are shut. I beg, please read with me, one go. On the screen also, those online, read, one go. I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. You see, shepherds, this is the prayers you should be praying for your souls. Don't just be happy they are coming to church. Pray that they will get this one. Verse 17, everybody, this is the prayer you must pray for yourself. One go. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Wow. Receive the spirit of wisdom. Receive the spirit of revelation. So when we say revelation, it's from the word reveal. Reveal means something that is hidden. That has been exposed to you. You used not to know. But now you know. It's a revelation. It says that God can give the spirit of revelation. That means there's a spirit when it's resting on a man. When you pick the Bible, it can make you see things other people will not see when you read. Every teacher of the word must have this. Every shepherd must have it. Every leader must have it. Any Christian who wants to know God, you must have the spirit called revelation. Receive it in the name of Jesus. As I preach over your life, I command that the spirit of revelation shall flow into the church. And then verse 18, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Your eyes being enlightened, that means that you are the at Wenito. When somebody cannot see, it's because there's no light going through the person's eyes. But if the right amount of light is going, then you are able to see that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened, illuminated by the word. As you are reading, you are receiving light. You are understanding. You are underlining. I'm saying, wow. You know, one day I was studying the Bible in the afternoon. I used to stay at, when I left Odoko, I went to stay at Sotuom. Behind the Agbeve, is that Agbeve Hospital? Yeah. Yes. There's a hostel behind there. I went to stay there. And one afternoon, I was reading the Bible under a tree in the house. So then I read from the story of Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Everybody, are you listening to me? As I was reading, I came across the place where Jesus picked this good-for-nothing donkey. Nobody liked the donkey. They had tied the donkey by the roadside. That as I got there, the Lord told me that this is how you were before I found you. Now, that's what we call light. You will read and say, "Does a donkey?" But when I got there, the Lord told me it is a human being that God has picked, a life that God has picked. And God said, "That is how you are. That is how I was. That we were good for nothing for our families. God wasn't in our lives." But when that same donkey, that nobody used, nobody liked, or perhaps it was ugly, Every big man was riding on a horse. Nobody liked the donkey. When Jesus sat on the donkey, then the Bible said, everybody surrounded the donkey. And the women started doing what? Laying their cloth on the ground for the donkey to be walking on it. For the donkey to be walking on it. Then people decorated the donkey with different embellishments so that it will look like royalty. Because Jesus was sitting on it, the donkey became a tourist figure. A celebrity. People had gathered just because Jesus was sitting on that good for nothing donkey. The donkey all of a sudden got bodyguards. Have you read that scripture before? By saying that you are not seeing the light I am seeing in it. Peter, Judas, all of them, they had sword. You see that Peter had a secret knife. They were all guarding the donkey. So that nobody would touch Jesus and the donkey. Then the Bible says that, and the Pharisees, as the people were shouting Hosanna, putting their palm fronts and all those things, and celebrating Jesus on the donkey. Then the Pharisees said, the whole world has gone after him. Then as a young boy growing up to be a pastor, trying to become a pastor, when I got to that passage that the whole world have gathered to follow Jesus, then the spirit of revelation spoke to me, pam, that the day I sit on you, I write on you, the day you allow me to have full control of your life, that is where the whole world will gather to hear you pray. Then he told me, just as he got down from the donkey, and there was no record of where the donkey passed, what happened to the donkey till today, the day I leave you, prince, that will be the end of your life. Clap your hands. Is it not the same scripture they teach at the Sunday school? And then run how much they were at Sunday school. Jesus rode on the donkey. Is it not the same story? But look at what God, look at the revelation I got. Somebody may read it for 20 years and will never get that revelation. Tell somebody about you. Catch your tongue chain. If you allow God to have your life, the world will come after you. People will look for you. But the day you abandon God, that will be the end of your story. Did you tell that person? Clap your two hands. Is it a good way? But now this is called what we call revelation. Light entered into my eye. So I got up and I started shouting. Under the tree, I was shouting. I was screaming. I'm sure that if other people were in the room, they would ask, what's wrong with this young guy? Is he good? Should we help him? Because I was screaming. Because I caught a secret to become an influencer of the world. I caught a secret. That as long as I allow Jesus in my boat, people will gather. This morning, I didn't go to anybody's house. I didn't force anybody from his house. But as I am here right now, people have gathered from their houses. I don't know which car they bought. I don't know how you came here. But because Jesus is riding on me as a donkey, you have no choice. You will be coming to listen. Yesterday, I went to Esikuma in Central Region to visit our branch over there and to name the baby of our elder over there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When I got there, there were men of God in the town who have come there just to meet me. I don't know them from anywhere. Prophets. They came with their sons and their junior prophets. Pastors. Who knew about our church over there and
and have seen the grace of God, and they are looking to meet the bishop over the commission. I don't know them from anywhere, but they gathered to wait for me, struggling to take pictures with me. When I finished and I left, our elder called me that there are many people calling here to say they want to talk to me. They want me to talk. They want me to, because what, when I was ministering, I told this one this, I told that one that, I did this, I did that, and I was the one they were talking to. And so they want to talk to me. That's people from his that. Workplace, people from the town, people from the, who don't know me. I go to villages I've never been there before, and 500 people, 1,000 people gather. He told me that many years ago, that the day I allow him to ride me like a donkey, then the world will follow. But the day I arrive, then I become superpower. Then I start fooling about and talking rubbish. Then he will also get down for me. Then I'll be alone. And nobody will hear about me again. You see the people you used to watch them on TV? They are not dead though. They are still in Accra. They are still in Ghana. But you are not hearing about them again. Because God has gotten down. They are left alone. That's how God behaves. If you allow him access, he will make you have customers. He will let you become influential. You become a great businessman. But when you become proud, they will step out of your life. And your business will start going down. Your company will start going down. Things will start changing. And you don't understand why. And once upon a time,
and maybe
he was riding on you. That's why they were laying their club down. It's not like they like you. None of you are here because you like me. I'm not your friend. You don't know me from your family. You don't know me from anywhere. I'm not the best of. I don't look good. I don't speak well. I don't have anything that you should leave many churches to come here. Last week, you saw some of our people coming from far away. When we closed, I had to go around and talk to a lot of people I've never spoken to before. And they all said, Daddy. Then I'm greeting. And I don't know them. I've never spoken to them before. But they are in the rescue commission. Because he told me many years ago, when I was reading a simple Bible story, that if I allow him to ride me, then I will be relevant. But the day I become Obo, then I start misbehaving, then he will pack me. And he will not even write a single verse about me again. Put your right hand on your head and say, have mercy on me, Lord. You realize that you have packed God. Some of you, you have packed Jesus. You talk to everybody. The only person you don't talk to is Jesus. When last did you open the Bible? When last did you listen to the word of God? When last did you give yourself to prayer and reading the word? You have packed the one who is about to make you a celebrity. You have packed him. You are back the only person you need for the world to follow you. What did what a dangerous move. The only one of it in channel. The only person. Everybody who disappoints you. The only person who can help you is the one you wake up in the morning, you don't talk to. You spoke to your wife. Some of you, your beloveds are far, you call them. But you couldn't spend 5 minutes. To talk to the one who can help you. You spoke to everybody. You couldn't open the mouth of God for him to talk to you. You know that when you open the Bible, you have opened the mouth of God. Tell the one, but when you open the Bible, you have opened the mouth of God. But when was the last year Uma Namino Kasai? It's only be a casa. But you bet church the Wakanon Vanin casa. One bass, sorry, Sunday. Amaya Mawentian, Yamasama Mompaya Kakra. Uni Yamini relationship. Oh, we are the Wumi Mobile. Rise up to your feet and clap your two hands. Rise up to your feet and clap your two hands. Rise up to your feet and clap your two hands. Rise up to your feet and clap your two hands.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.